You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. On today's show, we're featuring calls from our youngest listeners. Ben phoned us from South Dakota. He sounded like he was traveling with his family, and he was curious about something he'd seen along the way.
Hi, this is Ben. We're calling you from Rapid City, just outside of the Black Hills in South Dakota.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Okay.
I just wanted to talk with you guys about sun dogs.
Sun dogs?
It's basically just a sun, the sun, right? Mm-hmm. And then it has a rainbow around it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. What got you to thinking about that?
Well, we were driving to Cincinnati on a trip. We saw one on a freeway, so we were just thinking about it, and then we called.
And here we are.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to know where we get sundog and why we call that kind of glowing ring around the sun a sundog.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The bad news is we don't really know why it's called the sundog.
Oh.
There's no really good theories. It goes back way into naval history, though. It's a term that's been used by sailors for a very long time in English. And there are other names for it, too. Some people call it a mock sun. Or a weather gall, G-A-L-L, or here's the fancy term for it, parhelion, which is Latin.
Ooh, parhelion.
Yeah, it means beside the sun. And so it only happens when the sun is a certain point in the sky and there are ice crystals at a certain altitude so the sun can kind of bounce through them and then come to our eyes at a certain, of course, very specific conditions. There's a slang dictionary from 1890 that called it a phantasmic mirage, which I think is a great way to describe a sundog. It goes back to at least the 17th century, so that's hundreds of years. And
wow.
In some parts of the United States, including Illinois and Maryland, folklore tradition has it that if you see a sundog, it can tell you a little bit about the weather that's going to come. So, for example, on Smith Island, Maryland, some people have believed that it will bring easterly winds, cool temperatures, and fewer crabs in the crab harvest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
So it's kind of like an omen?
Yeah, an omen,
almost.
Exactly right, yeah.
In that area?
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that I can imagine that would explain why it's called a dog is because it goes along with the sun. You know?
Oh, like a dog follows you behind at your heel?
Yeah, a smaller...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
A smaller version. But nobody really knows, as Grant said.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody really knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's frustrating when you have to do all that research and then you finally have to concede its origin unknown.
Yeah, that happens a lot. But you gotta love all those other terms for this. Parhelion, mock sun, phantasmic mirage.
And I also love the idea of Ben and his family riding along and then wondering about the origin of the word.
Yeah, a lot of kids end up calling the show after one of those family discussions around the table, don't they? Do you remember Pearl?
Yeah, they were having that family dispute about the pronunciation of a certain savory word.
The other night at dinner, my mom was making something, and she said, I'm using turmeric. And I always heard it turmeric, so I said she was wrong. And I was wondering what it actually is.
So clarify for us. Your mom says...
Turmeric.
And you say...
Turmeric.
Uh-huh. Turmeric. Oh, interesting.
And what was she cooking?
I don't know. It was something with, like, kale and turmeric and chickpeas.
And I wonder where she learned turmeric. Did you ask her about it?
I think she just grew up, like, talking with that word.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And where did you learn your pronunciation?
I think probably from my dad and just, like, my friends and parents.
Okay. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Well, Grant and I are both very interested in how your mom came up with that pronunciation because yours is among the correct ones.
Yeah, and there are many pronunciations for the word, but turmeric isn't one that's recorded in any dictionary that I have.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Are you, Pearl, are you saying the R there before the M when you say the word? I'm not sure I'm hearing it.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just saying turmeric.
Turmeric, mm-hmm. Because there is an R there that many people pronounce.
Yeah, like turmeric.
Yeah. And if I'm looking at my dictionaries here, I count at least 6 pronunciations of this word.
Mm-hmm.
And are any of them turmeric?
No, none of them turmeric.
That's why we were wondering about how your mom learned that pronunciation, because she's putting the stress on the second syllable, and we just don't see that in any of the dictionaries.
Yeah, usually people say it with the stress on the very first syllable, like you're saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that happens when people learn words from books rather than hearing them from other people, which it sounds like you did, hearing it from your dad and from your friends.
Yeah.
Or maybe cooking shows. Do you watch cooking shows?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, you do?
And I started asking people after my mom said that, how do you say it? And all of them said turmeric.
Turmeric. Uh-huh.
I like that. A little field work. I appreciate that. You're going out there and being a scientist to figure this out.
Yeah. Well done, Pearl. So how are you going to talk with your mom about this?
I think I'm just going to ask her where she has ever heard that.
There we go. That's the right attitude. Instead of criticizing her, you're going to look for more information. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kale, chickpeas, and turmeric? Sounds healthy. And speaking of nutritional value...
I knew that's where you were going to go with this.
Yep, busted. You know you depend on this station for smart conversation that feeds your brain, so now's the time to step up with your contribution. Your public radio station is like a hearty stone soup for the mind. Ooh, I like that.
Call right now with your gift of support. Here's the number.